Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Rob.
Yo.
And from World's Finest True Believers, Chris.
How's it all going?
Hey, hey, hey. We are on the second issue of this Daredevil arc. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes, check out our last episode and episodes 91 through 96. And as we start out this episode, or this issue, we've got...
Well, this issue and this episode.
Both. Hey. We've got Daredevil in a trench coat and hat because apparently
first
that is how people hide.
Right? Like,
with
you're
his
in
costume
this bright green trench coat with this bright red costume.
But that, to be fair, that's how Captain America hid. He had a trench coat and a
over
hat
his bright blue
over
and
his
red
costume. Yeah. Like,
but a green trench coat and a green hat. I mean, I know maybe it's around the holidays, so we're trying to, like, you know, celebrate at that moment. I don't know, but trench coat. Wow.
Yeah, probably.
But
I mean,
the other thing about this, though, is, like, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't around in this time. Maybe some older people listen to our podcast. Were you people really that imperceptive back in the 60s? Was it all the drugs?
I mean, maybe. I would say drugs.
Maybe everybody looked like a trippy dude in a ridge suit and a green hat.
But, here's the other thing. Like, just take off the costume. Yes, you got rid of your Matt Murdock
identity.
They'd
see Matt, because who's going to be more noticeable, Matt Murdock or Daredevil? Come on, Joey.
Daredevil?
Exactly.
Or you got this. It's like, you're Daredevil. You don't need to walk the streets. Go to the heights.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
He's
scared
of
men pointing at him. That's his weakness right now.
Daredevil defeated by Mr. Fear, says the newspaper floating by him.
Daily Bugle. Man, the Bugle just likes to slam heroes, don't they?
Yeah. Jay Jonah's a douchebag.
He is.
So, Daredevil's moping.
Yeah, we get a quick recap of what's been going on.
Again.
We actually have it does show him stealing the cane from
That's because he's beating himself up about it. He's like, I'm such a douchebag. I'm a pussy. I killed myself. I stole my girlfriend's sex toy.
It shows him blowing up the... playing again, and
it shows Mr. Fear being like, hey, pussy, come fight me.
So we then get back to him on the street, and he starts to hear this cry for help.
He's like, wait, that's not me being a little bitch. That's really somebody crying for help. Mm-hmm. I better go help him.
So he comes around the corner, and he sees these two guys beating up on this older gentleman.
Dude, but I love how every time... Daredevil's getting ready to use his billy club. He's like, billy club, go! Yeah, he's like a Power Ranger over here.
Okay, billy club, do your thing.
Yeah.
yes, Daredevil.
yeah. So he comes swinging in real quick, and he wallops the one guy. And as he's getting ready to grab him and start punching him, the guy he just kicked down, the other, enforcer? I don't know what you want to call
Pete?
him. Big Pete. Turns him around, punches him in the face, and knocks Daredevil down.
But see, again, here's another problem I have with this. How is Daredevil getting caught unaware by a lowly common street?
Yeah, his radar sense, you think, would stop that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it doesn't.
Nope. Reasons.
Well, and he even says here, should have sensed him behind me from depression to overconfidence in one easy lesson. So I think he was trying to push himself, thinking, oh, these are just two street thugs. They're not some costume villain. I should be able to take them easily.
Yeah, but he seriously should have been able to take them easily.
He should have, but he didn't.
He's being a little bitch. Anyway,
a little bit.
But I love it in the next page where, you know, the Big Pete's mocking him at that point over him, and then the cop goes, I'm going to shoot a gun in the air because that's not going to cause any issues.
It is New York. That's probably just a common occurrence.
They probably didn't even notice it over the,
Well, it's also 69, so
nice.
Who knows?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, so the cop comes in, the guy getting beat up goes against the cop comes in, the two robbers are pummeling Daredevil.
And they're like, man, this little pussy-ass bitch.
Not only that, but like the guy's like, "Oh, thank you, Daredevil, for your help. Appreciate it after stopping the robbers." The cop's just like, "Speaking of help, you know, DD, you look like you could use some." The two robbers are just like, "Oh, you know it. He's chicken, I tell you." It's like the cop shut these guys up first, and then go show your appreciation. And the first time I read it, I thought that
the cop was saying,
No. I thought that he was just breaking up. The cop was just breaking up a fight. Never mind the fact that, oh, these guys are trying to rob this guy on the street, and then he was just pushing them away. Just like, all right, break up the fight. Just go everybody back to their corners kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think he actually is going to arrest them, but I honestly don't know. It just seemed that the cop just wasn't going to arrest these two would-be muggers.
Mm-hmm. I also like how Daredevil's over here doing like the, after he picks up his billy club, he's kind of doing the walk of shame here.
Yeah.
You know?
Cue the Incredible Hulk music.
Dun, yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love that. And he even thinks that he can try and swing out, but his overwhelming fear of heights all of a sudden is he's worried that it'll come back. So he just starts walking away now. He doesn't want to give in to that fear because he's supposed to be a man without fear.
Mm-hmm.
As he's walking through an alleyway, he's just kind of again lamenting on what he's been doing. Like, he wants to tell Karen who he is. He wants to marry her. He wants to get away from this life, but he doesn't want to have everybody look at him with pity.
I don't want all your pity. Meh.
Yeah, basically that. We get... Now, I don't know. Like, so we see Daredevil walking through a puddle, and then we see Mr. Fear in that puddle.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if Mr. Fear is up on the roof above, yeah, Mr. Fear. Is that where you're... Okay.
Yeah. Because okay. In the next panel, it shows him up there, and he's like, "Is it ridiculous, you big pussy? Is it? Maybe you're just, you know, a whiny little bitch." That's not really what he says, but
that's the uncensored. Like, that's the uncensored version that Stan, Stan's editor said, "No, we can't say this, man."
So, Daredevil is—he's gonna go back up to. I guess he found his way unknowingly to his old office, and he's. I guess he's just going to go up there to see what... He sees that the light's on.
Yeah, and so he's like, I'm gonna take the billy club up there. And he's like, nope, I'm too afraid of heights right now. I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not. So he better just walk through the door.
How you doing, office? How you doing, building security guard? It's just me, Daredevil.
Oh, it's just going up to Matt Murdock's office, because why not?
Is somebody in there?
Yeah, the officer says that both Mr. Nelson and Miss Page are in there. They're going through Murdoch's personal effects. Oh, well, yeah, just go right up. I get
Silver Servant, but it's also possible that it's not the first time that Daredevil's been there, and that the officer, the security guard, knows him.
That's possible. He does say good evening, Joe.
So yeah,
he might actually know him.
Because I mean, I like I said, this I've never read any Daredevil comics other than these ones right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, looking back over the ones that you guys covered the last time that we were, I still don't know if. You know, he could know
again, this
not.
Is what issue 55. Like,
yeah.
We've had 50 other issues. He easily could
actually. We've probably had 54 other issues.
I'm gonna smack you. So he finds his way to the office, and
like how he still counts his steps right here.
Well, he is blind. I mean, he's probably not relying on his senses as much because the last couple times they failed him.
Yeah,
fair enough.
So he goes into the office and he sees, well. Anyway.
Oh, phrase.
He senses, or.
There we go.
I mean, he knows that Foggy and Karen are up there. And he asks Foggy if he can basically pull some strings to check on Zoltan Drago. So Foggy's like, "Yeah, sure thing. I could anything for you, DD." So he does.
So, Zoltan, isn't that the name of the fortune teller in Big?
No, that was Zoltar. No.
Oh, it could have been. I don't know.
Zoltar,
I thought it was
something
like
Zoltar.
Yeah. Okay.
Was Zoltan the thing on Dude, Where's My Car?
Ooh, you Zoltar. Know, maybe that's...
No, what... wait. I don't know. I don't remember.
Shit, I don't know.
I just remember like this. People doing the thumb thing.
Anyways, for those of you that can't see.
Yeah, I did it.
He just did this.
My hands. So what ends up happening, though, is Karen apparently can't stand to be around Daredevil at the moment because it reminds her of Matt
for and whatever reason. Billy, and her missing Billy Club.
Yeah, that she doesn't say.
She's like, why does he sound like Matt and smell like Matt and kind of have the same build as Matt? The same soft lips as Matt.
Wow. I guess Foggy did mention Matt at one point. So it's just everything is being bombarded. Everything Matt is being bombarded on her. So she has to step out for a minute. Or actually, no, she goes ahead and heads home. We get a panel of Mr. Fear basically kind of running the town.
Yeah, he's stealing as much money as he can.
There's no other heroes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. How the hell does that work out in New York?
Of all places?
I mean, he literally ran into Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Avengers should be running around. Although at this time, they may be in outer space with the Collector.
Okay, but regardless, there are how many...
Grandmaster, sorry.
How many superheroes just in New York?
Yeah, well, now... In 1969, I don't think there was that many. I think there was maybe only a handful.
Well, you know, it could be like the mob thing, you know, this, you know, Hell's Kitchen's Daredevil, don't cross it or else.
Well, and that's kind of the whole point.
No, that's not really true, because if you play the Spider-Man game, you have to do a whole bunch of quests in Hell's Kitchen.
No, or... oh, that's true, too.
And yeah. In Harlem, which is, you know,
Luke Cage's
territory.
Well, that's kind of what, with the TV shows, you know, the Defenders, they all came together because they had a problem for the whole city. But, yeah, like... Luke Cage stayed in Harlem. Daredevil stayed in Hell's Kitchen. I think Iron Fist was...
somewhere else.
He wasn't in Queens. I can't remember where he was. And then Jessica Jones was in Brooklyn. Like, they all had their own area that they just kind of stayed in the area. That being said, though, if a super villain is running rampant, I think that kind of gives you an excuse to cross the street.
Well, you know? Yeah, and, you know... any of those superheroes would have been like, see, Daredevil's not taking care of this. We saw him pussy out on TV. Better hop in there and show him how a big boy does it.
But speaking of running rampant, Mr. Fear goes to try and knock off this armored truck, which the cops were kind of already prepared for. So they had a couple officers in the back waiting on him to basically open it up and we're gonna attack him then. But what ends up happening is that I guess Mr. Fear hops in the driver's seat and lets it crash.
No, he says that the other guard that was inside the truck that didn't get out got scared and tried to take off and was trying to shake him loose from the top of the truck.
So I guess that plan just kind of failed real quick, huh?
Good job, officer. Yeah, what kind of idiot does that when he knows he's got people in the back of it?
Right? But in runs Daredevil, he was around, and he saw Mr. Fear, so he decided to go attack him. I like how conveniently Mr. Fear's gun gets jammed.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens unless it's for a plot point, you know?
Well, I like how Daredevil's like, it doesn't matter. I was ready to dodge that blast anyways. It's like, it reminds me of like people talking shit, basically. You know, like the ones that are like, oh yeah, you know, I can, you know, I played basketball this one time and I can slam dunk over your head. And then you know, you tell them to go do it. Well, I can't do it now, but.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
A knuckle sandwich is what he's going to give him now.
So Mr. Fear calls
as opposed
his...
to a Hertz donut.
Yeah, jeez. Mr. Fear calls in his flying disc thing.
Hubcap
disc. And goes rushing off. Daredevil, instead of using his billy club, he has a whip. And he whips up onto a flagpole. And swings up to Mr. Fear on the disc, which surprised Mr. Fear. Like, he did not expect him to do that.
Yeah, he thought he'd be still scared and...
scared of the heights, yep. Which... conveniently, there's a crowd looming, and they're like, oh, look, Daredevil's going to do it. He's going to kick his ass. Yay.
He was just faking being a pussy this whole time. Woo! So he could catch him in the red-handed.
Yep.
You know, it's just the attention span at this point. Is
right?
It's like It's like, obviously he couldn't have really been a pussy, because, I mean, he is Daredevil, and although we all thought it for the longest time...
For a day.
Yeah, that's a long time for this. Now we've realized that he's not a pussy after all, and this was just some super contrived plan to, you know... Yeah.
Do whatever. So Daredevil basically tells Mr. Fear what is happening. He's like, all right, so I know that I lost my nerve when I used my billy club, and so that's why I'm not using it. And Mr. Fear's like, so you know this is what I did. Daredevil said he figured it out. All it took was a call to the state prison, and that's what he's able to put the piece together. Mr. Fear says, so you know I killed Drago a few weeks ago, and I used the last fear pellets on you, referring to the last time he talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Referring to the fact that his billy club was booby-trapped.
Tapered with, yeah.
And that's when we get the reveal. Daredevil pulls off the mask, and it's Star Saxon, the guy who found out Daredevil's identity.
And then the rest of the mystery...
Yeah, everything just falls into place.
Yeah, and yeah, it's like...
It doesn't even last too much longer. We don't even get to enjoy that moment.
Well, dude, I like this part right here, though, because he's like, and now you must die. And then he falls off the thing. While he's still falling, Daredevil's like, oh, he fell to his death.
Yeah.
And, like, doesn't even think, you know, I should try to save him, or, you know, like, he's still falling.
He's like, dodge that bullet.
I'm good.
And he's sitting there on top, like, you know, a hand up to his ear, like, I haven't heard the splat yet, but I'm pretty sure he's not going to make it.
And you know what? As like everything, we didn't see a body.
True, exactly. We do. Daredevil crashes the hubcap into the top of a building, and then he opens up the bottom of his cane of his billy club, and he pops out the two.
Which pellets. Why didn't he do that in the first place, and then really throw him off by using the billy club anyways?
That would have been a smarter idea,
but
been more of. Proven Mr. Fear to be, or Saxon to be overconfident.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because as soon as he used the whip, he should have known that he was on to him.
Yeah, but I don't think he saw him use the whip.
Oh, fair enough.
Because he just assumed, look, I'm in the air. Nothing can stop me. I don't know.
I like an eagle.
Exactly.
That's basically where it ends the issue.
Yeah, that's the end of this issue. And that's the end of this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out World's Finest True Believers on all major podcasting apps. You can find him on Twitter @FinestBelievers, or you can send your emails to worldsfinesttruebelievers@gmail.com. And as always, you can find us on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to ComicBookRundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Daredevil story arc.